Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. As we told you, Barack Obama won a double-digit victory in North Carolina last night, and Hillary Rodham Clinton won a narrower victory in Indiana. Barack Obama picked up the delegate majority after last night's two primaries. Joining us now is Howard Wolfson, Communication Director for the Clinton campaign. Thanks for joining us, Howard, and congratulations on the victory.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Lanny Davis, a colleague of yours, was on one of the cable networks last night, and he seemed to be explicitly laying out what he described as the main argument of the Clinton campaign at this point, and that is to convince superdelegates to support Hillary Clinton because Barack Obama is a lesser candidate, a weaker candidate in November. Is that the strategy of the campaign this morning?
Well, look, the strategy is the following. We have seven more contests between now and June 3rd. We need to do well in those contests. Next week is West Virginia. We think we're going to do well there. We obviously have to do well. And then Oregon and Kentucky and Puerto Rico and Montana and South Dakota after that. We want to make sure that Florida and Michigan are seated. We don't believe that this nominating process can be complete without the delegates from Florida and Michigan. Those are primaries that we won. We think those delegates ought to be seated.
And Lanny Davis was mentioning the Florida and Michigan issue last night quite repeatedly.
And, of course, we are going to continue to make the case that Senator Clinton would be a better nominee against John McCain and would be a better president. We obviously wouldn't be doing this if we didn't think that those things were true.
All right, my question about that as a strategy, though, is it seems that no longer is the American people and the primary contest the forum for deciding how these delegates are going to vote. The arithmetic for the remaining delegates in the primaries can't give you the nomination here. So my question is, what is the forum for deciding who's going to be the nominee for the Democratic Party? Is it going to be the convention? Is it going to be some meeting you have with superdelegates? Or is it going to be some sort of meeting with Howard Dean? Because it's certainly not the American people anymore.
That's a good question. I'm not sure I totally agree with the premise, because the contests in the upcoming states do have a tremendous impact on superdelegates and voters in future contests. So I do believe that both candidates will be contesting the upcoming contests. I do believe that the remaining primaries we'll get large turnouts. Advertising will be run in those states. There will be campaigns in those states. And so we will be talking directly to millions of voters, and I think that the results in those states will be important. But of course,
those results will not be the forum that decides this. I mean, you're basically saying this morning that it's going to be some sort of room that's behind the scenes where a deal is made if you're going to be the nominee. That's the only scenario now.
Well, actually, no. That is not true. The vote will take place in the light of day on the convention floor in Denver. That's not in any back room. That's on a floor with everybody voting and being counted. The decision to seat Florida and Michigan is totally transparent and public. The DNC will rule on that in public.
In the convention or before the convention?
Before the convention. There's actually going to be an adjudicatory process on May 31st, which could either decide it or just be another step in the process.
All right, Adora, you have a question?
Quick question for you, Howard. But essentially, if you're saying that it will be decided by the voters, I mean, you're looking at a very high percentage of the vote that Senator Clinton would have to get, 70% or better by most estimates, not only of the vote, but also of the superdelegates. Is that realistic?
Well, it's what we have to do. I mean, we are going to have to do well. There's no question about it. I do believe that we're going to start by doing well in West Virginia. It'll be a key test for both candidates. It's a swing state. It's a state that Democrats have won in the 90s but did not win in 2000 and 2004. We believe Senator Clinton will win it in 2008 if she is our nominee. And, you know, there's no question that we're going to have to do well there.
Howard Wolfson, we will have more in this program on the very likelihood, as you suggest, that Hillary Clinton will win in West Virginia. Howard Wolfson is Communications Director for the Clinton campaign. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes, we know what's coming. I'm not naive. We've already seen it. The same names and labels they always pin on everyone who doesn't agree with all their ideas. The same efforts to distract us from the issues that affect our lives by pouncing on every gaffe and association and fake controversy in the hopes that the media will play along. The attempts to play on our fears and exploit our differences, to turn us against each other for political gain, to slice and dice this country into red states and blue states, blue collar and white collar, white, black, brown, young, old, rich, poor.
Both candidates' bases came out during the latest round of Democratic primaries last night. African Americans, young people, and college-educated voters came out in force for Barack Obama in both Indiana and North Carolina. Hillary Rodham Clinton depended on working-class whites to propel her to victory in Indiana. David Wilhelm is an advisor to the Obama campaign, formerly a manager of Bill Clinton's campaign in years past. David, it was a tough week for Barack Obama, 2 weeks, I suppose we could say. And there was an anticipation earlier, perhaps, that he would do better in Indiana. What happened?
What happened? Last night was a great night for Barack Obama. Given the media context of the preceding 2 weeks, I think underscores the point. He won by 15 percentage points, more than 200,000 votes in North Carolina. Indiana, the state that Senator Clinton thought she must do very, very well in, that she had to have the game changer, was anything but a game changer. So I think what happened last night was that Barack Obama took a huge step towards becoming the eventual nominee of the Democratic Party. We come out of North Carolina and Indiana with the magic number that will put Barack Obama over the top of 172 delegates. The math is becoming not just extremely difficult, it's virtually impossible for Senator Clinton at this point.
There was a lot of information that came out of the exit polls, as they usually do, and one that caught our eye was the greater percentage of Hillary Clinton supporters who said they wouldn't back Obama in the general election versus the other way around. Does that concern you moving forward, and how do you address that?
Well, my own view of that is that once we get in the context of a general election and the race is engaged in the framework of a general election, that Barack Obama's positions on health care, on Iraq, on the economy are going to represent such a stark difference to the positions of Senator McCain that I think those folks, while feelings may be bruised today, they're going to come back. And you look at some of the work that Senator McCain has done within his own party. Even yesterday, 25-26% of Republican primary voters voted against him. But you get a sense that Republicans are coalescing around him. We've got work to do. Mm-hmm. We need to be very sensitive to the point that you've raised. We need to be very aggressive about raising the bread and butter economic issues that matter in the lives of those working class voters. I think we'll do that, and in the context of a general election campaign, we'll do just fine.
Let's talk about Florida and Michigan for a moment. As you know well, the Clinton campaign is really pushing to get those delegates seated. What is the Barack Obama campaign's thought on that now?
Well, we really haven't changed our position from day one of the campaign. And that is that we're going to play by the rules. The rules were well known in advance by all parties and all participants. And Michigan and Florida violated those rules. So that election is invalid as in terms of providing insight into how those delegates ought to be allocated. But it is important that Michigan and Florida be full participants in the convention. And in conjunction with the national party and state and local party officials and elected officials, I think, and the Clinton campaign, I think we can sit down and hammer out a compromise that will allow those delegations to be seated.
Would you ever consider perhaps having the delegates seated in Florida and perhaps not Michigan, since Barack Obama was not actually on the ballot there in Michigan?
I think both states are important, and my view and the campaign's view is that neither election was anywhere close to fully engaged, and especially at that point in the campaign, when Barack Obama was less well known, he needed to have those full campaigns to be competitive. So those elections should not, cannot be the starting point for those negotiations. I think we can figure it out.
Just a few seconds here, David.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, we're just running out of time. David Wilhelm, advisor to the Obama campaign, and I should add, a super delegate. Thank you.
Thank you.